Hello, Mudda. Hello, Fada. Having fun at Camp Granada. Hey, we're talking about camping today on the show. And Roger, I think you've been camping a time or two. Am I right in guessing that?
The Grossmans don't really camp. but we do go fishing in fishing villages.
Okay.
And so it's kind of like camping.
Yeah, you're kind of roughing it out there.
Yeah.
Well, we're talking about camping as horrible stories, and Mandy shared hers just a little bit ago. And Mandy, you thought it was, and your judgment was way off.
Yeah, very much so.
But you thought not adventure.
Wilderness camp.
Wilderness camp was going to be something that you would thoroughly enjoy.
No, you did not, Mandy.
I did think that. It was my decision to go to wilderness camp.
Yeah, because at first I thought maybe mom like said, Mandy, you need this in your life. You need some culture. You need some wilderness. We're sending you to camp.
Mom was saying, are you sure this is what you want to do?
So she even knew.
Yeah.
She was like, no.
Were you still a teenager then?
I was young. I was probably 12 or 13. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But as you may have heard on the show, she only lasted about 6 hours.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
So
parents came and picked me up.
So here's what I'm imagining the scene to be like, Roger. Like all these campers met Mandy because, you know, you have your first day, like, you know, go around the room and introduce yourself. And I'm just pretending these things happened because I wasn't there. But all these campers, like, they meet Mandy. They love Mandy because how could you not?
Oh, that's
and
nice.
They go to bed and then they wake up in the morning and suddenly a camper is missing.
Yeah, she's gone.
She's gone. What happened to Mandy?
No, see, I have a different picture. Everybody's standing at, like, you know, the place where they drop off and pick up.
Yeah.
Everybody's standing there watching, and they're all kind of giving the sad back and forth wave to Mandy.
As she drives away.
She's looking out the back window as her parents fully drive down the lane.
Yes, yes. And they're all like,
oh,
Mandy, don't go. You're a part of our tribe.
And then they start smelling their armpits. Was it me? Did I do that?
No. And then there's at least one kid who's like, can I leave?
Yeah, for sure.
How does she do that?
Yeah, if she gets to go, can I go?
Uh-huh.
All right. Well,
wow,
so
you guys painted a real good picture there.
Listen, we try.
Yeah,
we try, okay?
Love it.
We're creative, okay?
Yeah.
So we know why Mandy didn't last in the woods.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Roger, do you have any horrible camping or roughing it stories?
Well, not really. Again, when we go camping, we have a tent, and we'll pitch it in the backyard on a Friday night in the summer when it's nice, and we'll do that. So, not really, but I do have, like, when we go to our fishing place, we went to Wisconsin,
uh-huh,
and we had been told that the owner of the place, who lives down at the bottom of the hill, he has a bear that comes around and he feeds it cracked corn and you can watch the bear.
No.
So we totally did that.
Immediate no.
Yeah.
There's just a bear that wanders around.
Yeah. So no. we're within 150 feet of this bear.
Yeah.
Right? And we're watching this bear. The bear's eating, and the owner comes up to it and pets it while it's eating.
Oh,
and it's like a big dog.
Yeah, no.
All of a sudden that bear looks up, sees us, and starts wandering up the hill. Oh, if you want to watch people scramble.
Oh, I bet.
Off
yeah.
We went. No,
wait.
We had no part of that.
Yeah. What's the bear doing? Why is it walking towards us?
That night, we had corn on the cob. We ate supper. We had the corn on the cob. We put the cobs in a trash bag and put it in the trash can outside the door of one of the cabins. My brother goes to take another bag of garbage out and put it in that can. Hey, guess who was there?
Yeah.
The bear knew you had corn.
The bear smelled the corn, and the corn he had tipped. As my brother-in-law was walking out, the bear tips over the trash can.
Mm.
Chad screams at the top of his lungs. This is a guy who's 6'4", like 220.
Yeah,
he's a big guy, and he and that bear had a moment.
I bet they did.
Yep, and he had some bear hair in his clothes. That's how close they got.
You know, it's kind of like the old song, Roger had corn and the bear don't care.
Yeah.
Something like that, right?
Uh-huh.
Your horrible camping stories. We want to hear yours today.